Hello, welcome back to the Fit and Feminist podcast. Today I am going to be talking to you guys about the Zoe app. I've been asked questions about it. I believe Lindsay's been asked questions about it. We briefly touched on it at her Women's Wellness Day, but I recently went to a webinar all about Zoe because I wanted to know more of the science. I wanted to get a better understanding of it. I had my own opinions of it formed off what I knew and the people around me, what they thought, people that I respect in the industry that I'd listened to. But I thought I'll go to this webinar, which Lift the Bar put on, which was a really good webinar, and find out more about the science, so that if somebody comes to me and asks questions about Zoe, should they be doing it, or why they're doing it and whatever, then I have a little bit more grounds to chat to them about it. So Zoe app was formed, it's a health science company, it was formed by three guys, Tim Spector, I feel like I've heard that name so much recently, Tim Spector, Jonathan Wolfe, and George Hachigiorgiou, which I have had to try so hard to pronounce that last name, and I've still probably butchered it, but if you know how to pronounce George Hachigiorgiou better than that, I'd love to hear it, but that's what I'm going to go with. Anyway, between them, these three guys founded the company in 2017, and they have this like blend of epidemiology work, AI, and business. And fundamentally, they set up the business to look at the effects of food in long-term studies. And it started in the US, and it's just gotten massive over here from about April 2022. So as a company, they started doing these health studies. They looked at COVID-19 tracking, they did a big peer review looking at bowel habits, and then they moved into intermittent fasting and looking at the effects of time-restricted eating. And now they have the Zoe app, which is what we're here to talk about today and what everybody's raving about, and probably blooming Davina McCall's probably all over it, Stephen Bartlett, all of these celebrities jumping in on the bandwagon. So what they claim that Zoe is for is that it monitors people's It monitors people's blood glucose responses to food and then claims to deliver them a personalized eating plan based off those glucose spikes, their blood lipids, and looking at their gut microbiome. Do you know the words today? I'm just gonna go with it, okay? I'm flying tomorrow, I'm getting the podcast done, so let's just roll with it, see what happens. So blood glucose spikes happen when we eat, particularly when we eat carbohydrates, and our bodies do a very good job at monitoring this and dealing with it. It's a totally normal and natural response to eating food. We have what's called a GI scale, or a glycemic index, okay? And this index scale, there's high GI foods and low GI foods. So all carbs sit somewhere on this scale. High glycemic foods are things like biscuits, donuts, pizza, cakes, those kind of things. While low GI foods are things like lentils, fruit, veg, oats, things like that. So high GI foods will cause greater glucose spikes, and low GI foods will cause smaller glucose spikes. But our bodies are very efficient and used to handling these spikes. We have a pancreas that releases insulin, and I'm not going to go into it, but we're all good. We are all good. The only people who need to really pay attention to their insulin levels and their blood glucose are diabetics. So what is actually the Zoe app? How does it work? So the Zoe app has membership options that are anything between £30 to £60 a month. That does not include the testing kit, which they claim is optional. But if you don't get the testing kit, how would you know what's in your poo and in your gut and in your blood lipids? So you kind of have to get the testing kit to then move forwards. So you're paying £30 to £60 a month and then getting the optional testing kit, which costs £300. So straight off the bat, you're forking out £300 for this testing kit and the monthly membership fee. So they then send you a home testing kit, which tests your blood and your poo samples, essentially, to look at your blood lipids, your blood glucose, and your gut microbiome. You'll then receive a report explaining what the lab has found from your samples. The thing with Zoe is they don't provide an explanation on how they've created their scoring systems, and they don't publicly release their testing methods. So it's all very hush hush, I suppose, like that your poo is in a lab somewhere doing something and being tested in some way against a scoring system that Zoe has created, and will then send you your feedback. Once you have this feedback, it will give you your personalized nutrition plan and recipes, and away you go. That is essentially how it works. So at the moment, it sounds okay, that's fine. Like, I'm sending my blood and shit off with the postman, and it's going to tell me some interesting stuff, and it's going to be personalized. Like, what's wrong with all that? That sounds really good. Like, it does sound really good. The problem is the science is not there to back Zoe up. And the webinar that I watched, it was over an hour long, and it went in on the science, okay? It went over studies, it went over meta-analyses, it had all of it. And it was coming from an unbiased place. Like, if this stuff worked and was great and helpful, as coaches, we would want to push this to people. Like, absolutely, go get this looked at. If it's gonna help our clients, like, I'd want to push this. But I want the truth for my clients as well. And the science just isn't there for the claims that Zoe makes. And the science and the evidence and the studies and the reports and the research that backs Zoe up is often funded by Zoe. And it's often data collected that they want to see work for them. So they're going to find biased results and biased data to support what they're claiming, obviously. Because they're making a ton of money off it, and they want to see what they want to see. So ultimately, there are three main claims that Zoe, or I don't know how to differentiate between Zoe and Tim Spector Zoe, but he's kind of the main face of it all. So his three main claims. His first main claim: calories don't matter, and your body will cling to food when you're in starvation mode. There is enough evidence to disprove this, and that calories absolutely do matter when it comes to weight loss and weight gain. And there is so much evidence to prove that you will continue to lose weight if you remain in a calorie deficit. Otherwise, we wouldn't have people that starve to death. And we do, unfortunately, have that. So your body won't cling to fat by being in starvation mode or cling to food, as he claimed. And before I go on, if anybody actually does want to see these studies that I'm talking about, both the ones from Zoe and the ones from the webinar, the meta-analyses, all of that, I have them all. I've got pictures of all of them. So just drop me a message and say, hey, I'm interested in that study. Can you send it over? I'm sure absolutely nobody will, but you never know. If somebody's interested in it, just let me know. I'll send it all over. His second main claim is that we need to stop blood sugar spikes to prevent the crashes in blood glucose, because those crashes are causing overeating from being more hungry. So as I said at the start, the blood sugar spikes are very normal. We've had them forever, and we will have them forever. And a meta-analysis of 12 studies showed that a high GI breakfast or a low GI breakfast made absolutely no difference in a person's overall energy intake. So his claim, we stop the spikes, that'll stop the crashes will stop the hunger, and that'll help stop overeating, which will help with obesity and becoming overweight. And what a lot of these studies are then showing, which a meta-analysis has brought together, is that that is not actually the case and not actually what happens. Theoretically, it sounds like good. Yeah, okay, it makes sense. But that's not what the science is saying. It's not what the studies are showing is the case. His third main claim is to nourish the gut microbiome to boost immune function, energy, mood, and reduce the risk of disease. For Zoe to be helpful in improving someone's gut microbiome, they would need three things. A, to have accurate testing methods. B, have the science there to interpret an individual's gut microbiome and see, be able to reliably change that person's gut microbiome with specific food choices. And at the moment, as science stands and what the evidence is showing, is that Zoe cannot do those three things. What we do know is that a varied diet with lots of plant-based foods is helpful towards a healthy gut microbiome, but you don't need to test your gut microbiome. What we do know is that you can get a better blood lipid and blood sugar assessment from going to your GP than doing it through Zoe. And what we know is that you don't need to continuously monitor your blood glucose, unless perhaps you're type 1 diabetic. So looking at all the claims that Zoe are making, and then when you look at the evidence that is actually out there, the evidence isn't there to support what they're saying, and they are ripping people off. The custom experience of Zoe, so even though it says it's optional, the testing is mandatory, so you're forking out a lot of money for this, it's very expensive. There's thousands of people feeling disappointed and let down. There's a glitchy app, early auto renewals, poor customer support, data mining. So you have to opt in to say that you don't mind your data being passed around third parties. So Facebook, Instagram, other companies. I mean, might be all right in the UK where we've got the NHS, but places in the US where you've got private healthcare and your healthcare people, healthcare insurance and your insurance companies are getting their hands on your data from literally what's in your shit and what you're eating and your everyday movements. I mean, that is just not going to be good for people for their insurance, is it? And I think that that's kind of the way the UK is heading as far as healthcare. But who knows? So, data mining and feeling essentially like they are paying to be part of Tim Spector's research. So he's conducting basically this mass research into gut microbiome and glucose spikes and using other people's money, the public's money, to fund it. There's also no retesting. So you sign up, you get your app, you send your poo off, they send you back your personalized plan, and then that is it. There's no retesting beyond that. So you don't even know if you're improving or that your gut health has improved or your blood lipids or anything else. Even if they did retest, they're scoring it against their own system, so it's not exactly the most accurate. And I can't imagine they're going to send a report back and say, actually, you got worse. But they don't even retest anyway. So it's like, here's your plan, off you go, good luck, keep paying your membership. We also know, which I have learnt from this study, the best way to accurately sample poo. If you would like to join me in knowing how to accurately sample poo, here it is. So you need to collect a whole sample. You need to immediately blend it up, homogenize it, flash freeze it in liquid nitrogen, and then preserve it in 20% glycerol. That is what you need to do for the best poo sample. And Zoe can't do that unless you are heavily tipping your postman to do these things to your shit in a bag. It's not happening. So your poo is less than optimal. The results are going to be less than optimal in these unknown labs to be scored against the systems that Zoe have created. So it's all kind of random. For me, a big part of the issue with Zoe that the webinar didn't cover, because it was very science-based and it was, you know, on that side, but what they don't look into is the impact this is going to have on people with disordered eating and eating disorders. This is just another way for people to be fearful around the food that they're eating, obsess over the food they're eating, worry about the food they're eating or not eating, worry about health concerns that don't need to be worried about. Essentially, they are fear-mongering people, and it's just not going to be helpful for so many people. Like, people are already worrying about everything and anything because of all the information and data out there that's getting pushed about, and you should be scared of carbs, you should be scared of fat, you should be scared of seeds, scared of this, scared of that, da 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 da, and now scared of your blood glucose spikes. We should be monitoring them day and night, and you should be sending your shit off with your postman every weekend. And it's not going to be helpful to people who are already struggling with food. And James just doesn't even have all the credentials and everything else that Tim Spector has. But it's just that, you know, he's not wrong about a lot of things. So ultimately, what he's saying he wants you to do is eat a more plant-based diet and less ultra-processed food. Like, push come to shove, that is it. Eat more healthy fats and fermented foods and plant-based foods, less of the ultra-processed stuff, and that's it. And I've just told you that for free on a podcast within 17 minutes. So you don't need to pay hundreds of pounds for testing kits and monthly memberships and pricking yourself with samples and doing all of that stuff. Like, ultimately, that is now good advice. That is good advice. Eat more plant-based foods, less ultra-processed. There you go. Why can't he just come forwards and say that? But anyway, so it'll likely fizzle out. Kind of like how Bulletproof did. If you don't know Bulletproof, don't even bother looking it up. These things do fizzle out eventually. They get massively endorsed by celebrities jumping on the bandwagon. This one currently has Stephen Bartlett, who is... Everybody knows Stephen Bartlett at this point. He's on Dragon's Den. He's an absolute marketing genius. Like, of course Zoe is going to do well when they've got one of the best marketing gurus in the country backing it. But Stephen Bartlett is not a health professional. He is not. He's great at marketing and he's doing a great job of marketing Zoe. But it will fizzle out. And unfortunately, it will take people's money and shit samples with it. So that's what I learned. If anybody does want the sciencey bits and the data stuff sending over, just let me know, because I've got pictures of it all and I'll probably hold on to these for a couple of weeks anyway. So what date is it? 6th of February recording this, so I'll hold on to them to the end of Feb. But if you're interested, have a look at yourself. It's all out there. And if you have done the Zoe app and you have had your samples and all of that, I'd be interested to know your experience of it. And if you were thinking about doing it and you've changed your mind and I've saved you hundreds of pounds, you should come coach with me. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. Bye.